This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Now, here's an interesting one. I like this idea. A Melbourne council is leading the way on a new program in which seniors volunteer to help teenagers get their driver's license. The seniors are helping out children whose parents are either too busy to teach them to drive or can't drive themselves for various reasons. So these seniors hop into the passenger seat to help L-platers rack up the 120 hours needed to get their P-plates. What a great idea. Peter Clark is the mayor involved in this initiative, and he joins us on the line. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Now, for us Sydney-siders who are a million miles away, where are you exactly in Victoria?
So we're the Shire of Nillumbik. You've been talking about the bushfires, and unfortunately for us, we're part of where we had the very bad bushfires in 2009. But Eltham, those sorts of environments, northeast of Melbourne.
Who came up with this idea?
Well, it's come up through our requirement, really, of young people in our area. And indeed, our staff have been working through, well, how do we help these people? One of the problems was simply a family with triplets. So they had three kids all wanting to get their license at the same time, and there's only one mum and dad, and there was no way they're going to be able to do those sorts of hours. So we started to look at this particular program and now have 50 volunteer mentors supporting the various young people seeking to get their license.
How did you find the mentors? Was it easy to encourage seniors to put their hands up to volunteer?
Yes, it was. In fact, we've got an extremely high number of mentors in this program compared to other councils. We're a very engaged community, so for people to be able to participate in this way is not a problem for us. People are very, very keen to participate. We've had 200 people through the program every year. It's the seventh year we've run it. It's just very, very popular.
There might be an argument. I've heard some driver safety experts say that often you're better learning from someone other than mum or dad.
Yeah, I think that's true. Not only have some of these mentors really helped people get their licences, but in some cases they've become sort of grandparents to some of these 18, 19-year-olds, and in some cases also assisted some of these kids to get their lives back on track. I know one of the great stories is one of the mentors found in teaching the young person to drive that they found that they were homeless, they had a whole raft of other problems, and so they helped them actually find a job, helped them find accommodation, as well as helped them get their license. So they've become now a lifelong friend to this particular young person and really got their life back on track and assisted them with their CV and wrote that up for them and took them to interviews. So this is the sort of support that can generate and grows really well between different age groups.
That's what community's all about, but we don't see enough of it. Tell me what the seniors get out of it. We know what the young ones get out of it. They get someone volunteering their time to help them get their P-plates. What do the seniors get out of the experience?
Well, if you talk to the seniors, they say they get this feeling of being younger again, to be able to engage with young people. They find and talk to them about the issues that are important to them, makes them feel back, I guess, in that sort of age group, contemplating what's going to happen. You know, if you're sitting with a young person for 120 hours, that's an awful long time, and you don't just talk about the driving. You get to talk about all sorts of things in their lives, and so they really get to participate, and it's a broadening of what happens in their day whilst they participate with them. I mean, there are some volunteers that have done more than 1,000 hours of training of young people, so that's like driving, sitting behind, teaching someone to drive between Melbourne to Sydney 111 times. Some of these people have done it.
I reckon it's a ripper of an idea. Congratulations. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much. And encourage all those councils up in Sydney to get on board and assist these younger people.
That's why we're talking to you. Good on you. Mayor of Nillumbik Shire Council in Melbourne, Peter Clark. What a great idea. Now, the younger people get someone volunteering their time so they can get their hours up to get their P-plates. The seniors feel a new sense of purpose and a bit of fun as well. They feel young again, hopping in the car and going for a drive with those young people trying to get their license.